Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, May 14th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. And we did
now,
have
if you
a
hear
good...
a lot of rack going on. We just are... I'm going to say, if you hear a lot of racket, our power's been off. It's just not come back on. So if you hear a lot of noise, that's what's going on. Anyway.
Well.
That's what happened.
Tell them to knock it off. I'm just kidding.
I hear you.
Hey, goal today.
Before we get into that, I got to share this one. You're going to love this. This is The Week magazine. It says, good week for excuses after a Utah Highway Patrol cop pulled over what he thought was an impaired motorist and found a 5-year-old boy behind the wheel. The boy explained that his mother refused to buy him a Lamborghini, so he was driving to California to get one himself. True story? True story.
No.
Cop pulled him over, and the young 5-year-old boy driving the car and said, my mom won't buy me one, I'm going to buy one myself. He's on the way to California. Now that boy's got gumption, I want to tell you.
Our next president.
There you go.
There you go.
You never know, but there you go. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, but I thought that was so cute. I mean, it's dangerous, obviously, but still cute.
Yes, very cute. 9,000 gold.
Yeah, my permission to continue.
I'm seeing quotes here of people saying 9,000 gold and triple-digit silver prices. All right, coming to us soon. Gold today, it's on its way, up $16.50 at $1,733. Silver was up 28 cents at $15.96. Platinum was up 9 at $776, and palladium was up 17, $1,914. USDX today was up 0.13 at 100.34, with crude oil was up 2.14 at 27.43. And the paper markets, not the perfect markets, the paper markets, they were, you know, negative territory, triple digits earlier in the day, but they reversed it, of course. The Dow was up 377 points. At 23,625, the NASDAQ was up 80, 8,943, and the S&P was up 32, 2,852. 10-year yield, 0.62%, Euro 108, it was all in red in the Asian and European markets. London was down 2.75%, Germany was down almost 2%, Asian markets ranged anywhere from just about 1.5% in Hong Kong to 1.75% in Japan. And, you know, it's just another day in the neighborhood where, you know, you can read the headlines and you can either be, I don't know what you can be. But it does seem like that the country is beginning to go back to work. There's a lot of areas that are now beginning to open up. And I would have to say it really is, you know, depending on what side of the aisle that you're on. And we will see. We will see how this all plays out. But there's a lot of interesting things going on, Butch, and, you know,
you wanted to talk about the
spending and deficits at an all-time record. We talked about this a little bit the other day, but I really do believe it's worth repeating, where the Feds spent $3.3 trillion through April while running a $1.48 trillion deficit.
Yeah. Yep. That's no big deal, right?
That's no big deal.
And, no big
you
deal.
Know,
big, you know,
yeah.
Just digits. Who, you know, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about
digits.
It. Yeah.
I guess you to counteract that, an FBI said that in April they had a record gun background check. Almost 3 million people bought guns in April.
Good.
2,911,128. So, you know, maybe people seeing the government's going under, they need to protect themselves. I just thought I'd share that. Yeah, interesting.
Good. So. Let's get back to this then. Let's finish this up. In fact, the month of April alone, the federal government spent more money than it ever has before in a single month. and ran up a larger deficit than it has before in a single month. So what I want to know, Butch, is where is everybody's outrage at this? I mean, any other president, and we would have heard unbelievable commentary on what was being spent in a single month. It doesn't matter what the cause is. In the first 7 months of the fiscal year, the federal government spent a record $3.3 trillion while bringing in only $1.8 trillion in total receipts, thus running the record deficit of approximately over one point four trillion, close to 1.5. I mean, it is just truly unbelievable, these numbers, and there isn't resistance anywhere.
Well, on the other hand, because this fits right in, thousands of Americans have become socialists since March. Now, this is a new group out there called the Democratic Socialists of America. They have an estimated 10,000 new members now. So
Bernie
I guess
Sanders.
They're getting used to. Yeah, they're getting freebies now. They want it. But Abby Harms was laid off for the job at the Denver board game store the same day the city went down in the lockdown. Within days of filling out a petition for laid off workers, Harms, who identifies as a non-binary, I'm not real sure what that is, got an unexpected call from the local chapter of Democratic Socialist America that they need food or help getting groceries, assistance filing for unemployment. Did Harms want to participate in a rent consolidation campaign? To the last proposal, Harms agreed, and soon they were a dues-paying member of the DSA. There you go. There's the answer. Become a socialist. We already are. Become more of a socialist.
You know, I had this discussion just this morning, and we've talked about it before in this program, how we've seen definitions change to make it more politically correct and acceptable.
Right.
And this is one area where at one point in time, if you would have mentioned the word socialist, I mean, because it is just a gentler, kinder word for communism. But, I mean, how soon will we be able to embrace communism?
I totally agree.
So they change the definitions. They rewrite, they reword, and now all of a sudden it's acceptable. Bernie Sanders, our hero, the leader of the Democratic Socialist Party.
And you know, Bill, to tell the truth, Trump's no better.
No.
I don't care what you say he is. He's a socialist also. He's the one that helped spend $2.2 trillion and won't do it again. He's the one that ran the deficit of the last month. I'm not saying it's all his fault. But you can't bail people out when the government put them out of work in the first place. The government puts out money, if you want to call it that, with no money being there. Somebody had to okay that. Trump is a socialist, and then that's the least that he is. Now I'll shut up.
I saw a headline today, and there's been articles written in the past couple months. What's that music? Do you hear music?
I do. It ain't me.
I have read articles about this tracking, a database, and it was denied from the White House, but we continue to see that that's the direction, and there's no outrage in that. Here's an article. Trump says he would mobilize military to distribute coronavirus vaccine when it's ready.
Yep.
Now, we're mobile, and this is what the president said. He was doing an interview with Fox Business Maria Bartiromo. He says, we're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized, so at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly. Where's the, where, where's, where's all the people that are all against this and saying it's a big hoax, and yet they're not, and here the president that they so strongly support
is saying
he's pulling out the military so he can vaccinate you.
I totally agree. And that's the president. On a more local level, in New Mexico, the governor of Mexico has invoked the state's Riot Control Act, and this lady shut down Gallup, New Mexico. No people allowed in, no one allowed out, and the National Guard, military, is going to back the cops. Now, they say they're not going to be in a law enforcement mode, but they're still there. Isn't that kind of easy then to get the idea that they can do this? And Washington governor told the residents of Washington, her name is, I think, is Inslee or something like that, Governor Jay Inslee, said that if you don't let yourself be tested now, they said, that folks, this is for real happening, that you won't be able to leave your house to get groceries. You may find somebody to do it for you, or so they'll find somebody helping you get your groceries, but if you don't be tested for COVID, you can't go grocery shopping. How much are we going to tolerate? How much are people going to tolerate? Trump's spending money like a drunken sailor, the old saying goes. No one seems to care about that. No one gets upset about it. The government's shutting down a whole state as far as anybody that won't be tested. You can't leave your house. You can't buy groceries. Melody, that's getting pretty drastic, is it not? To seal off whole towns?
I mean, if the town itself wants to be sealed off, I mean...
Yeah, if it does, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, if they're going along with it, there's, you know, hey, that, hey, so be it. That's what America is. So, I mean, that's the part we don't know. But, I mean, you know, the point that I was trying to make is, no, this is where we are. D.C. is not any different now than what we've... And I know people, I know many of you listeners out there. I don't know how many listeners I've lost.
Well, and you it's know, not, it does hurt you had, makes a difference, but you
I
have
had
to tell
hope
the truth.
Too. Yeah, I had hope, too. But I mean, and when I read that statement, I mean, doesn't anybody know we're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our material? If that was any other person running for president that said mobilized in two sentences, three or four times, I mean, you'd think there was something wrong with them. But we've just accepted, and it's everybody else's fault. And I don't know where this heads. And I'm just sitting back and I'm watching the game. For now.
Well, Trump is riding on the back of a big scare, worldwide, and maybe that's how people let him get by with it, because they think he's doing it for their own good. But you're right. For the president to mobilize the military to do anything in the way of controlling people is it's unconstitutional, but it's immoral. The military is not made for that, but that's what they're doing in New Mexico. They mobilize the military to back up state police. Trump's going to use the military to vaccinate people. What if they don't want to be vaccinated? Then what? No questions? No comments?
No, I mean, that's...
That's a good question. What if they don't want it? Are they going to force them? These are things they consider, people. Are they going to force them?
Well, if you're sending out the military, and I'm sure the next day or two we'll hear that, oh, I didn't mean that. Oh, I didn't mean that. They would just help, you know. I'm just, it's just so much double speak, and what my belief is, I mean, I know I think you do, and a lot of people think this is all a hoax, and I don't think it is. I believe the virus is very real.
Because
I don't believe that they would, if the elite, if everyone thinks that we're in this position that we've often talked about for, you know, 20, 25 years, that they would release something that wouldn't be very damaging.
Well,
I believe it's very real. I believe it's very contagious. I believe all of that. I don't know what the true numbers are. We haven't had proper testing, so I think the numbers are probably a lot worse than what they are.
Well, you know, that you may be right, but I know the virus is real. And I know I'm convinced myself it was man-made and released. But I don't think that this time was meant to kill millions of people. It was meant to scare a bunch of people. They shut down the whole world. That's exactly what they accomplished. They scared a bunch of people.
No, I think it was meant to kill a lot of people. Because the thing of it is, the thing that they can scare you too, but there's a lot of people that they can't scare.
Well, that's true. But with 80,000, they say 84,000 died in this country. I don't believe that. But if it did, that's out of 331 million people.
Even if it's 50,000.
Yeah, but you don't shut down the world because of that. You can't kill people's incomes and earnings.
You're right. You're right. But I don't think we're getting the truth about the virus.
We're not. I know we're not.
So I don't know how deadly it really is or how contagious it really is. And if you talk to anybody who's had it, it isn't a nice thing to have.
I don't know anybody who's had it, to tell you the truth. I don't know one. I don't know anybody personally who's had it. I don't know anybody who died from it. They say they have an estate, but no one seems to know their names. But I will say this, and I'm going to say it real clear. I don't care if it wiped out 50 million people. You don't shut down the world because of it. People still got to eat. They got to pay the bills. You got to take care of things. You can't shut down the world and encapsulate.
Well, if they killed that many people, the world would just shut down. Period. Anyway,
well, it might do it, but the government has no authority to do that.
I mean, because people now don't want to go back to work. I mean, Tesla, he got his factory open, and their HR department said that if they don't come back to work, you're out of resources there, bud.
Well, they're getting paid to stay home right now.
But the factory is opening. And if they don't go back to work because they have a fear of contracting the disease, their health benefits or their HR services or benefits or whatever cease to exist. That was the threat.
Whatever the reason, makes no difference. Look what it's done to the economy in the world. No matter what,
the economy was already stinky.
But this was an excuse to shut it down.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, one mayor in Ocala, Florida, wouldn't shut down. He said he's going to defy the governor's orders. He's not shutting the city down. Mayor Kent Gwynn said, "I'm not shutting down, no matter what DeSantis says." But the point of it, again, the point is, whether it's real or whether it's the old saying, remember X, it makes no difference. It accomplished shutting down the world's economy. It was already failing. That's, we know that. This may be an excuse to take it under.
True.
But it did shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, be that as it may. Go ahead.
I remember when China first shut down their area for 60 million people, and I just thought to myself, oh my gosh. Can you imagine a stay-at-home quarantining 60 million people? And then it goes everywhere else. And
China
billions
again
of
is,
people. Yeah.
China again is well, and doors shut and them shut again in some of these cities too.
Yeah. Hey, I hear the music, but we're heading into the break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. It's 1-800-375-4188. I said that slow enough today. Give us a call. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you visit the website and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Just go to the little mailbox, click on it, and we also have the radio page. And again, I'm excited for those that are just joining the website. We do have a new website coming in the very near future. So hopefully it'll come shortly thereafter Memorial Day and after we have a lot of the kinks worked out and so forth. So it'll have a whole new face to it. And the radio page will be much more user-friendly, I assure you. So thank you for your patience until we get this accomplished. But anytime, you can just give me a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We had a nice pop in gold today. And, you know, I think the rally in the paper markets, I mean, we knew it would happen, but I think it's going to be short-lived. And I think as we get more and more numbers that are released as far as what is happening to our economy, we had jobless claims again. The weekly jobless claaims totaled 2.981 million, bringing the tally to 36.5 million. 36.5.
And what would you say the working population is in this country?
60 million.
Okay, mm-hmm. So half of them are over half of them are they're out of work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just want to make that point.
The economists surveyed by Dow Jones, they've been expecting only a 2.7 million claims. So some pretty big numbers there, folks. And now we're beginning to hear the little stories of the little business, the little guy that didn't get any money to survive.
I talked to one yesterday.
He's going to be closing his doors.
Talked to one yesterday.
And because... yeah, they can't wait any longer. And then you have the ones that did get the money complaining about they're not ready to open, but they still have to bring back their employees or it doesn't turn into a grant anymore. So there's a lot of, and it's just like, quit your whining. And, you know, I mean, Butch, I mean, I see helping people. I mean, don't get me wrong. I we do have to help people, but people... I mean, they've had unemployment to go to, but all the systems failed. Mm-hmm. All the unemployment sign-ups in various states, many of them failed. It just goes to show, Butch, just how our infrastructure...
Yes, it does.
...doesn't work. And states and counties and cities and the federal government is broke. That's what it shows.
Beyond broke.
Systems like this should work properly.
Yeah.
That's how corrupt, incompetent, broke these governments are.
I'm sorry, Butch.
Well, I understand. But I can understand the people's frustration, too, because this didn't happen because of their fault. They didn't do this. So I understand their frustration. I mean, they're promised something, don't get it, and there's too many stipulations, they can't handle it. I understand their frustration. We didn't do this. But this is from Chairman Jerome Powell.
Let me just finish this. And one day, Butch, people are going to look to who did.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, everybody is just being a little safe. They want to be safe. They want to be protected and so forth. And they don't have the grips. They have no control over their life right now. But one of these days, they're going to want to know why and who.
I agree. If time goes on long enough, it's going to be, this won't get into that. There's going to be troubles that people don't want to even face. But Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warned Wednesday of the threat of a prolonged recession resulting from the viral outbreak and urged Congress and the White House to act further to prevent long-lasting economic damage. Now, listen to what he said, because this supposed to be intelligent, I thought. The Fed and Congress have taken far-reaching steps to try to counter what is likely to be a severe downturn resulting from the widespread shutdown of the U.S. economy. But Powell cautioned that numerous bankruptcies among small businesses and extended unemployment for many people remain a serious risk. We ought to do what we can to avoid these outcomes, Powell said. Additional rescue aid from government spending or tax policies, though costly, would be worth if it helps avoid long-term economic damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery. What he's saying is, give them more money. Jerome Powell, he's head of the Fed, that'll tell you something, wants for the Fed to go further into debt, make more thin air in the money to relieve the people's pressure, and then when in the long run, it actually adds much pain to the people with inflation, deflation, all these things. These people are too ignorant to see that. I believe they do see it. I think it's all political. They're going to say what tickles the people's ears. They don't want to tell the people the truth that this is going to hurt you in the long run. They don't want to tell them that. And that you're going to pay for it yourself. That would make him lose popularity and votes. But Jerome Powell knows better than that. Anyone who's had a 12th grade education and has written checks to pay bills would know this can't happen this way. You can't pay bills by spending more money than you have. Does that make sense?
By spending a lot more than what you
exactly.
I mean, a lot more. And people want to know why I focus on this, Butch, and why we focus on it. Because this is the belly of it all. I mean, this is... It really is. This is what you can really find the truth. And I think this is, the world revolves on these systems, on these monetary systems. And if you don't think it's important, then you're going to be lost just like everybody else who doesn't think that it's important to pay attention and to protect yourself against it the best you can, just like anything else. So to ignore it and think it's not as important as anything else, and you just want to watch the paper markets, the Dow, the S&P, just go up every day, and you feel comfortable with that, that's not the reality.
No, it's not.
The day of reckoning will be here for the recklessness of D.C. Worthless politicians in there that have done nothing. That just issues a bunch of promises. And hope. Make people hope. What the heck are you hoping for? You know the truth. I mean, the worst of two evils is still evil. It's going to be an interesting year, Butch.
Well, we're seeing companies. This has become so far-reaching that I don't think anybody could fathom how things would get in the long run. They really couldn't. I mean, Hertz Rent-A-Car, I don't know who they are, cancels 90% of the new car purchases. 90% of them. Further pressuring already desperate automakers. So one harsh reality of the coronavirus lockdown has been that the rental car company and made a broader travel industry grinding to a total halt. This has led to several consequences that we have been documenting at length here on Zero Hedge. The main consequence is that auto dealers are losing billions of dollars in fleet sales, which we documented just last week. Fleet sales account for 1.7 million vehicles per year, or about 10% of the total U.S. auto sales. Another consequence is that rental car companies have nowhere to store their inventories. Parking lots across the U.S. are full of rental cars, forcing some rental car companies to even rent out the parking lots of unused sports stadiums to store their cars. When all this happened, I didn't think about rental car businesses, but it all ties together. What Joe Smo needs to rent a car and didn't have the money to do it. It means the car is not being rented, and the employee that works to rent the cars find out that he's not needed to clean cars next week, so he goes home and sits home. He can't work. It goes on and on and on. And we both knew that, but it's so far reaching that every aspect of life financially has been touched, has it not?
It has. And
so,
you know...
I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, you go ahead. That's all right. I'm finished. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was going to say along that same line is because the people that are being affected, how Americans who have lost all or even part of their incomes, how they're struggling, there's going to be a huge wave of bankruptcies. And I was reading an article where the courts are ill-prepared for the tsunami of people that are going broke from this shutdown.
But guess who's going to prosper out of that?
Yeah.
Guess who's going to prosper? They're called lawyers.
Yep. And so, but there's going to be many who need to go this route.
Yep.
And the process helps the average household erase approximately about $50,000 in unsecured debt, such as payday loans and credit card and medical bills. Some bankruptcies will help folks avoid home foreclosure, evictions, and maybe even car repossessions. The automatic stay triggered at the start of the process immediately halts all debt collection efforts, garnishments, and property seizures. And the process ends with the discharge of most unsecured debts, which sets people on course to, try to regain some sort of financial stability. But these courts will be, flooded. So we'll be keeping track of as we start seeing these bankruptcies beginning to show up. So.
Well. It is here, and even Boeing says goes another month. Boeing goes for a whole month, another month without a single airline order, not one airliner. It marked the second month this year in which Boeing received no orders, a fate that would have seemed impossible not long ago. Boeing also indicated Tuesday that it is no longer certain about completing orders for another 101 planes, and dropped them from its backlog, which dropped below 5,000 for the first time since 2013. Airbus said it received orders for 9 planes in April, bringing its 2020 total to 299 planes after cancellations. The European plane maker said its backlog was 7,645 jets. The COVID-19 outbreak has caused global air traffic to plummet and compounded a crisis at Boeing Company that began with two fatal crashes and the grounding of its best-selling plane, the 737 MAX. So, again, another industry I didn't really think about hurting because of this, the airline industry. I think about coal miners and factory workers and fast food workers, but it didn't dawn on me about airline workers. Didn't think about that.
Well, in a bid to stay afloat, Royal Caribbean Cruises, they put up 28 of their ships,
yes.
28, as collateral for a $3.3 billion bond offering yesterday. The cruise operator said it will use most of the proceeds to repay $2.4 billion loan agreement with Morgan. It's not clear which ships it's pledged for the offering, but its vessels have a net book value of roughly $23 billion as of December, and its fleet includes the world's largest cruise ship, Symphony of the Seas. Shares of the Royal Caribbean, which sunk 73% this year, fell further yesterday. So, again, that's another business that has been, pretty much wiped out. But, what I was thinking, if you If you use your ships as collateral, I don't know. It's how do you get out from underneath?
Who wants to buy a used ocean liner?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I don't know. I don't know how this works. This is above my head, but there's things I don't think about. But, you know, we're having our church dinner this coming Saturday. We do it once a year. We invite folks in that want to come. If they want to come in from different places. Some come from out of state and some of them local. But a lady that does, helps with this, does most of the catering, works for a certain ministry once in a while. And she went out shopping yesterday. We were looking for cube steak, buckets of cube steak to fix for dinner. Two stores had nothing. She finally found enough to get by, and she just about wiped them out when she bought four buckets of it. She just about wiped out the whole stock there in the store. So this next article ties into the fact that thousands of pigs rot in compost as U.S. face meat shortage. Now this is for real happening, people. I mean, she couldn't find beef cube steak at two stores. Food Line was one of them, but she couldn't find any meat at Jackson Meat Shop. She did find it finally, and I hate Walmart, but that's where she got it. No place she could find it, and she about wiped out the whole stock. But there's perhaps no more dramatic an example of destruction plaguing America's food supply than this. Thousands of pigs are not riding on compost piles. Heaps as grocers run out of meat. COVID-19 outbreaks at slaughterhouses have led to the largest pig calling effort in the U.S. ever seen. Hundreds of thousands of animals are already backed up, and CoBank estimates 7 million animals may have to be destroyed this quarter alone. It's about 1 billion pounds of meat lost to consumers. Some farmers in Minnesota are even using chippers, reminiscent of the 1996 movie Fargo, to grind up carcasses to be sprayed out on cover compost. Rendering plants are seeing higher volumes of hogs turn into anything from gelatin to sausage casings. Behind the enormous waste are thousands of farmers, some of whom are holding on in the hope that slaughterhouses get back up and running before animals get too heavy. Others are cutting their losses and calling herds. Pig depopulation, to coin an industry euphemism, highlights the disconnect that's occurring as the pandemic sickens workers trying to churn out food supplies and mega plants across the U.S. Right here in West Virginia, I do have beef for sale, and I laid to order a cow, but we can't get it butchered.
Yeah.
They're backed up. The ones that are doing it can't do it now, and at least for this fall. So this is really a touch in every aspect of our lives. It really is. But the stores are running out of meat, and farmers are killing it and letting it rot because they can't sell it. That's not good. When one link of the chain breaks, Melody, the whole thing snaps.
Well, you know, also in Michael Cruzan, he's a spokesman at the Minnesota Board of Animal Health. He said as many as 2,000 hogs will be composted a day and laid out in the windrows in Nobles County. We have lots of pig carcasses that we have to effectively compost on the landscape. I mean, that is almost creepy.
It is. It's really creepy. And it's sad.
But you really got to think, what's the bigger picture of it, though?
Yeah.
I mean, how many acres? And what happens to that as it goes into the ground and affects other animals and stuff? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every...
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Let's move on to another topic. It's creepy.
It is creepy. And you may want to comment this, because I read it. I don't understand how it's going to work, but apparently, according to Escobar, China is getting ready to bring on a game changer. They're going to have a gold-backed digital yuan.
Oh, I've heard this story so many times.
Oh, how would a gold-backed yuan work?
I guess we won't know until it happens.
Okay. I just thought to ask you, you might have an insight on that. I can't figure out how that would work.
No, I mean, you know, we all know that the currencies are going to be reset. We know the economies are going to be reset. We know the world is being reset as we speak. So whatever term you want to use, the problem is we're going to come out with a brand new monetary policy, because the one that's currently in effect is failing. Not only by the corruption and the abuses and taking us off the gold standard way back. It led us to this point. There was no accountability, and our government was able to spend. There will be a day of reckoning of a new monetary policy. Does anybody really know what that's going to consist of? I mean, we speculate. You know, we can do that. We can kind of guess where we're headed. They don't want us to have cash. They've already taken cash out of society. We basically are a cashless society, because everybody uses credit cards and debit cards. And how much cash people carry cash when they go on vacation in case something happens. You know, we all know that there's a digital currency. You know, we talk about the cryptos and all the other ones that have become investments. Not money. So what do governments create? You know, I still believe they're going to use a basket of currency. It could be in digits. It could be digital, but it's going to have to be backed by some sort of gold. But it's going to be gold that is independent. It's not going to be, now, are all currencies, will they all be backed by gold? Maybe. Or maybe they'll just throw gold in the basket of currencies to where it stabilizes all the other world currencies that would be in this basket.
But how would you cash a digit in and pick up physical gold?
It wouldn't be a one-for-one ratio. It would be in the baskets of currency to stabilize all the other currencies, to keep countries from manipulating their currencies. Or they'll just come up with a unit of trade. Because whether you like globalism or not, globalism is here to stay.
Yes, it is.
And that is what they're going through. That is part of what they're going through, is the globalization growing pains. And you have countries that are trying to find their way and to be number one. And, I mean, it is true what President Trump has said. No one was really fighting for us. We went along with the program, and we lost our strength.
So how it plays out, that's just what I would assume. I would assume they would have some sort of a they used to have a trade unit, a gold trade unit for global trade. I think it'll be something of the sort. You have to stabilize the world currencies.
Well, the dollar at one time was the gold trade unit, was it not? Mm-hmm. Worldwide. It was, to 1971.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's how it might work. Now, the details, nobody knows what the details are going to be, unless you're the one that's writing them. As far as domestically, in the same way with any other country, I mean, basically, we're already cashless. People use debit cards. And they push us more and more in that direction to make sure everything is done that way. So, well, with the introduction of UBI, maybe there will be a UBI card, and that's all you'll ever need, along with your UBI card and your chip. So, you know, what currency they use domestically, again, that book might have already been written. But I don't think anybody has received a pre-copy of it, a pre-print or whatever you want to call it. These are the problems we have because we don't know. That's the unknown. What do we know? We know that gold has been the world money for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. That is not going to change. The leaders, the wealthy, whatever, the billionaires, the trillionaires. Wealth has to be measured against something. Can't be measured against debt. It can't be measured against paper. So gold has been a measure of wealth. And that's not going to change.
Well, you know, Melody, you can't really measure it against false prosperity. People own cars, but they're in debt for it. Their own homes are in debt for them. That's really not prosperity.
No, it isn't.
It's a false prosperity. And in Daniel 8:25 in the Bible, the Antichrist is said he will destroy many through peace. And I looked up the word peace. That word peace surprised me. I looked it up. It means false security and prosperity. That's how it destroys the world. Are we not seeing the economics of the world collapse? Could this be part of the plan the scripture talk about? He's destroying the world through false security and prosperity. That's what the Bible says. So could this be part of it? I really think it is part of it. Maybe not the end of it, but certainly part of it.
Absolutely. And so, you know, this is the importance of owning gold and silver. It's unless you don't care. Unless you want to be tied to the paper markets. Unless you don't care that what you work so hard for gets devalued, we have debt too great to be paid. It's as simple as that.
That's
and everybody
true.
Tries to make things so complicated. No, you keep it simple. We have great debt too great to be paid. It will be defaulted on. We just don't have a crystal ball to see the date. You can take a look around and see that where we're headed and how quick we're getting there, that there's going to be some real huge adjustment coming our way. Now, can they pull something out of their hat? Well, maybe.
But are you going to wait? Years.
Yeah, but are you going to wait and find out? You know, the stock market came back, what, 3,000-4,000 points?
Yep. On what?
Nobody cares
what?
About gold all of a sudden. I couldn't return every phone call that I got when the market was dropping 2,000 points, 3,000 points, whatever it was in the month of March. For 2 months. May? Oh, the stock market's stronger. Everything is okay. We're all going back to work and everything's going to be okay. Really?
Well, you know it's getting bad with Richard Branson. You know who Richard Branson is, don't you?
Oh, I do.
Scrambles to save his frailing Virgin Empire. Now, this is, I guess, kind of tells them what it really is. Richard Branson already has pledged a Caribbean island He owns an island, pledged the Caribbean island at least $250 million to shore up a leisure and travel empire roiled by the coronavirus pandemic. Now he's selling a chunk of his stake in Virgin Galactic Holdings Incorporated, his most valuable listed asset, to raise as much as $500 million. Over the past half century, Branson built Virgin Group into a sprawling collection of businesses with annual revenues exceeding $20 billion. But his practice of plunging most of the profits back into ventures left him scrambling for cash as governments balk at bailing out a billionaire famous for his flamboyant publicity stunts. He's made a career for himself as the ultimate disruptor, said David Hawkins, co-founder of family business consulting firm Percheron Advisory. But now he's faced with a disruptive world, and ironically, it's not working for him right now. He's again got to get ahead of the curve. There you go. He's got to sell some. He's already pledged an island worth a Caribbean island and $250 billion, and selling stock in his company worth about $500 million. So, bless his heart, he's struggling.
Yes, he is. Well, here I found this is kind of interesting. This, you know, one of my favorite websites is antiwar.com, and because I didn't see this report anywhere else, and this is a new ICANN report, ICAN, that shows that in 2019, the world spent about $73 billion on nuclear weapons. The U.S. spent roughly half of that by themselves at over $35 billion. This is an increase of over $7 billion from 2018. And the expectation with the U.S. and Russia not likely to extend New START was that there would be increased spending going forward. So don't know if they'll be able to with the budget deficits that they are now with the virus and so forth, but it just goes to show you that the world is building up their nuclear arsenals, and it's really not a good sign.
No, it isn't. It is not. Not when they're having troubles in the South China Sea and different places. It's not.
Nope.
It's not a good sign.
Nope.
And this is maybe another sign. Almost 25% of Republicans, 23% of them, think they need to get another nominee for president other than Trump. They don't want Trump. Almost 25% of them say, we don't want Trump to be our nominee. We want somebody else.
That's a big percentage.
That is. 23% of Republicans think GOP should nominate someone other than Trump. That's huge. I mean, if that goes into the people who supported Trump, if 25% of them don't support him, he has a good chance not making it in November if there's an election.
I don't think there will be, but yeah, you're right.
Now, these are things people don't think about, maybe, but that's a pretty serious accusation when your own people say we don't want him.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, we know what goes on, but it's just to bring it out to everybody's attention. You know, there was a private jet company that was founded by a Trump donor, gets a $27 million bailout as a private jet company. And he got $27 million under the program that's run by the Treasury. It's Clay Lacy Aviation. It's a private jet charter. It's in Van Nuys, California, and appears to have received the largest grant of any private jet company on the list. The vast majority of the other 96 recipients of government funding or loans on the list are major commercial airlines, regional carriers, or support companies. So, you know, was it being friends with President Donald Trump? Is that how he got the $27 million in government funding? Just an interesting connection. Follow the money.
Yep. It's definitely a viable question. I mean, you know, people say, well, maybe not, but it makes no difference. It's certainly suspicious.
But if it was any other person, there'd be outrage.
There would be. And take it a step further as far as outrage. I told you the other day that New York's hiring 17,000 spies at their pay of $57,000 a year. I already told you that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, 44 states, including District Columbia, are now going to hire spies for a total of these 44 states and District of Columbia, 66,197 workers are going to be spies in all these states, 44 states and District of Columbia. So let's say 66,000 people working for the government to spy on their neighbors. Isn't that a wonderful country to live in? Land of the free and home of the brave.
Yeah, but you know what, Butch? They've been grooming people to do this for a long time.
They have
time.
Been. But, they have but they're been. Getting, now they're doing it. They're getting now they're bringing it forth. I mean, you remember Greg
They're
Evans
just making it bigger. They're making it a bigger area.
They are. They're making it work. It took them a while, but they're making it work. You remember Greg Evenson? He spoke at some of our seminars.
Yes.
Okay. He passed away a couple of years ago. But he spoke at a seminar. I don't remember the year. We have a video of it, of him saying he told this was coming, the vaccinations and everything. He knew. He said, this is in Oklahoma already coming out, being unraveled or brought before the people right now. This is coming. He didn't know the date, but it's coming. They're going to make massive vaccinations. He didn't know how they're going to do it. But his wife, Liz, sent it down to us, said, look at this. Look at this. Now, bring it up to the day. He warned us of this at least 6-7 years ago, maybe longer.
And
here
than that.
It is. Here it is. Just like he said it was going to be. And he mentioned, I think, the military getting involved. So there you go. You know, so Trump's going to turn 100,000 military loose in the streets. Greg mentioned that. I don't want to say about it. I mean, I don't think he was a prophet, but he certainly was an intelligent man. He saw it coming.
There's a lot of people that saw all this coming in one manner or another. And, you know, it really is amazing because I think they use history. They know the true definition of words.
They
didn't try to change them. And it's really easy. And it isn't easy because you have to do a lot of homework. You have to do a lot of reading and research. And it's not easy to put together all that information.
It is.
And he did a fabulous job. Absolutely. 800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
That's too bad.